This is the Kenwood TMD700A microphone plugged into the Kenwood TMD700A. This microphone is a little dull and kind of quiet, and it's very hard to not have plosives if you also want reasonably hot audio. Plus it creaks a little bit. So now I'm going to switch to the Kenwood TMV71A microphone on the same radio because these microphones are somewhat compatible with each other, and the sound between these two radios preamps is not significant enough to bother taking the other radio out of its box. And this is the Kenwood TMV71A microphone, also on the TMD700A. More presence in the mids, and quite a lot louder as well. In a little while, I'm going to do these same tests in data mode. This, by the way, is being picked up from my Kenwood THF6A in normal operation. Later, I'll switch it to data. Now let's do a bunch of tests from the data input of the TMD700A instead of the mic input. Here's some audio from my radioless All-Star node being fed into the Kenwood's data port. This uses an ICOM IC2700 microphone, and will be a little more limited on the highs, because All-Star, being 8 kHz native sampling rate, can only send audio at a maximum bandwidth of 4 kHz. Actually, in practice, it's a little less than that. Here's some audio being fed into the Kenwood's data port from a Shure broadcast microphone, the SM7. No processing other than normalization. Now here's that same microphone with a little bit of a presence boost in the mids, and now that same microphone with the presence boost and a little bit of dynamic compression. This is an unprocessed Sennheiser dynamic microphone, the E835, being fed into the Kenwood TMD700A's data port. This microphone has more mid presence than the previous mic, and this is that same microphone with a slight roll-off on the bottom and a little bit of dynamic compression. Now I'm going to do this all over again, except this time the Kenwood THF6A is in 9600 baud mode, so it's actually close to discriminator output. So this is the Kenwood TMV71A microphone. Now I'm going to plug in the TMD700A microphone. This is the Kenwood TMD700A microphone in all its glory, so far as these two radios understand it anyway. Now I'm going to play that recording again with the filters in the state that they're in on the THF6A. Here's some audio from my radioless All-Star node being fed into the Kenwood's data port. This uses an ICOM IC2700 microphone, and will be a little more limited on the highs, because All-Star, being 8 kHz native sampling rate, can only send audio at a maximum bandwidth of 4 kHz. Actually, in practice, it's a little less than that. Here's some audio being fed into the Kenwood's data port from a Shure broadcast microphone, the SM7, no processing other than normalization. Now here's that same microphone with a little bit of a presence boost in the mids, and now that same microphone with the presence boost and a little bit of dynamic compression. This is an unprocessed Sennheiser dynamic microphone, the E835, being fed into the Kenwood TMD700A's data port. This microphone has more mid presence than the previous mic, and this is that same microphone with a slight roll-off on the bottom and a little bit of dynamic compression.